know.
It's not on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just one?
No.
Good evening.
Good evening. So, we're starting with verse 258. I'll start with Elisham Yehud, and we're in the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkin Tevid, Hilur, Himud, Hilud, Hilur, Himud. Leachda, Lashem, Yud He Bavavhe, Beyehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kananeihu. Pasuk 258. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, my avita. Amar lo karyana, dar defe, beatri. Ashtata Rabbi Yose, di parchanin. Lemata usliku lon migaba. Viot bulon legabea, wa wo yachavin, li kol bnei mata, agratehahu, zimna de darga, dar de ke, awo gaba, feistak alna, Benafsha dela it chaze li it kane minayu lemagana wa agirda garma behade tehai chek Hakim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Birkan, the Abba Ipsteriku, Haka. The translation. Rabbi Elazar asked him, "What is your job?" And he responded, "I teach children back home." But when Rabbi Yossi of the village Hanin came to town, all the children were taken from me and passed on to him. Nevertheless, the people of my town paid my salary, as they had when the children were with me. But I searched my soul and found it improper to benefit from doing nothing. So I offered my services to this wise man, namely Rabbi Yessa. Rabbi Elazar said, "Here, the blessings of my father," referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "are required." My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Why is the blessing from Rabbi Elazar not complete or sufficient? Why does it need a blessing from Rabbi Shimon? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, my thought is maybe Rabbi Elazar thought that this Jewish person was on a higher level than he was. And so he feels he has to refer him to Rabbi Shimon, which I think one time we found out was his father.
That's correct. Rabbi Elazar is the son of Rabbi Shimon. But even so, even if somebody is on a higher level than you are still able to bless them.
Well, then I have no other thoughts.
Rabbi Elazar is really contemplating that this man needs work. And his work was valued in that he was a teacher of children. And so Rabbi Elazar did not feel that he was on a high enough level to break through the klipah that caused him to lose the children he was teaching. Now, that's my opinion. I don't know that. You know, perhaps when we meet on, we'll find out more information.
I didn't think of it as it being taken away from him. It's the idea when one thing changes, a new door opens. And it was like it came to an end with the children.
But
you know, sometimes
it's not taken away from him.
I'm sorry, I was talking at the same time. Excuse me. Would you repeat it, what you said?
I'm saying as long as the town was paying him to teach children, there was still a need for that. It hadn't come to an end. If it had come to an end, he would not still be continuing to receive his salary. If the town was just paying him because they were taking care of the poor in their town, they would have cited it that way. They wouldn't have said it the way they did here. I mean, I don't really have an answer other than, you know, what I gave you as a thought.
Well, I've been hearing
you know, always think favorably of a person. That's been drilled in my head so much in the last couple of weeks, months, that I guess maybe I've reached a point where I'm thinking positively about somebody.
Baruch Hashem, that's the way we should be thinking all the time. And the word here means a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a time, but usually the word here, H-E-R-E, means a place. So Rabbi Elazar is saying at this place, in this situation, the blessings need to come from my father, being Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Let's read another verse and see what we can find out.
Okay.
Verse 259. Kamuato kamea de Rabbi Shimon Wahawayati velae koyoma kamea de Rabbi Shimon Yoma Had Wahawa Asik bin Tilat Yadayim Kameya Amar Koman Dilat Natel Yadoki Kayaot Af Algal Itanach Leela Itanesh Letata Umay Onashea Letata Legarim Leya Legarmea Miskenuta Kimadi Onashea Kahake Huzake. Uzake mandatel yedoki kayaot tegarim legarmea birkan bilela dashara birkan al yedoi ki kayaot beit barach beotra. The translation, they went before Rabbi Shimon, and the Jew would sit and study all day long before Rabbi Shimon. One day, as they were studying the laws concerning the washing of the hands, Rabbi Shimon said, "Whoever does not wash his hands properly is punished from above and also below in this world. And what is his punishment below? He brings poverty upon himself. And just as he who washes his hands improperly is punished, so he who washes his hands properly is rewarded above and below, bringing the blessings of above on himself, because the blessings of above rest properly on his hands. He is blessed below with wealth." My commentary is that with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think maybe it's hinting because of the hands and the blessings having to do with Parnassah, and he lost since, you know, the children were given to another teacher. At least it seems like it wasn't too long, so he must have not been really, really bad with not following the hand washing, but evidently that was something maybe, I think that's what this verse is hinting at, that possibly he wasn't washing his hands properly, and that was what was bringing poverty, even though they were still paying him. I think that's what it's hinting at, anyway.
It is. It is hinting at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, we can ask the question, why improper washing of hands brings poverty?
Well, I think when we say the Yishem, L'shem Yichud, you know, the ending of it has to be with asking for blessings on the work of our hands, and the work of our hands has to do with everything we do, whether we get paid for it or not, but especially when it's our vocation or our job. You know, the hands are linked to what we do.
That's true. But what is the connection between a lack of water and poverty?
Well, water is loving kindness. It's chesed. It's shefa that comes from on high. And if we haven't washed properly, then evidently we're losing that blessing.
Correct. That's what the verse is telling us. It's explaining its spiritual law.
Then I was also thinking of, I was trying to remember how we pronounce the little, well, that means final waters. Akronim, mime, I know it starts with an A.
Mime for waters and achronim.
Okay.
Achron, the back. Okay. The back
okay.
of the water.
Right. And we do that at the end of, before we say the Berakat HaMazon, and I got the impression it was because if any words had been spoken negatively or any actions had taken place at the Shabbat table or the meal, the ritual of the final waters, the Akronim Mayim, was the antidote, I guess you'd say, to that.
The purpose of the final waters is to remove Satan from our fingertips, because we would have picked up Satan from the actions of eating food, because you can't eliminate eating from your desire to receive for oneself alone. And therefore, you have the connection to Satan. So your Kavanah, when you're doing the final waters, is to remove the Satan.
I also think it has to do with the words that are spoken. As I've seen it, you know, when I've had a group of ladies and I felt conversation began to come at the table that wasn't, it shouldn't have been.
But it's the same thing.
Right.
Because the words of Lashon Hara that you might have spoken at the table is, you know, you're demonstrating a lack of decorum and a lack of Torah. And so this is where Satan enters into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish with 216. We'll be finished for tonight.
Okay.
Levatar Atim Rabbi Shimon Kamalea Ti Intal Yadoi Kamaya Venatelon Vishti Ura Sagyayo Damayina Mara Bishimon Male Yadayev Mi Birkotecha Vikacha Wa Mehahu Yoma Ulhal Yahala Itatar Vyashkach Sima Wahawale e Bioraite Bioraita Yahe Mizona Lemiskene Kol Yoma Wahawat Hadeim Kon Umas Barlon Ampin Nehirin Kara Aleya Rabbi Shimon We ata tagil bashem bi kadosh we gomer. The translation. At a later time, Rabbi Shimon woke up in time to see the Jew washing his hands with a great quantity of water. And Rabbi Shimon said, fill his hands with your blessings. And so it was from that day onward, because the Jew became rich and found a treasure. He studied Torah and gave food and nourishment to the poor every day, and was happy and kind to them. As a result, in reference to him, Rabbi Shimon quoted the verse, and you shall rejoice in Hashem and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. And my commentary is that this verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it was a good lesson for us, and it ended happily. So I don't think they've ever named the Jews. Right, you know.
It is a good lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I linked washing the hands with parnassah, though. So I'm glad that this came out.
Good. Baruch Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night we will start with section 26.
Okay.
Shalom to all. 7 o'clock,
okay,
we have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom again.